The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Do you often find yourself battling with others to turn the heating up or down? Or maybe people in your workplace are feeling colder than you do despite sitting under the same air conditioning. So what does that actually mean, and what makes women feel the cold more than men? Well, I'm joined by Leona Donoghue, who's a postgraduate at in environmental engineering at Queen's University Belfast. Good morning, Leona.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, it's observable, I think, that in most workplaces that women do appear to feel the cold more than men. They'll often sit with a shrug on around their shoulders, or maybe even their overcoat on in the middle of a workplace. Why is that?
Yes, well, there's a few reasons, even when you bring up that it's a workplace there, because women's workwear tends to be less thermally insulating anyway, the standard workwear. It has lower clove values if you get into geeky about it, but that's not the really main reason. So as you'd probably expect, between men and women there's hormonal differences. So women have more sort of men tend to have less estrogen, more testosterone, and women obviously have estrogen, which increases a thing called vasoconstriction, which makes their hands and feet feel colder because the sort of the blood vessels squeeze up and keep the heat in their core more, whereas men have a kind of an adaptive thing where they will vasodilate, whereas the blood vessels will open when they can be cold exposed. And also testosterone tends to make men bigger. They have more muscle mass, and then they have a greater heat content, less surface area to lose heat from. So it's a few different things.
Oh, okay. There's lots of different things there. But first of all, let's talk about thermal comfort. I mean, what makes a room perfect? Because it's observable, for example, you set your air conditioning for maybe 22 degrees, but the body temperature, when you put the thermometer in your mouth, will tell you it's 37 degrees, your body temperature. So why do we set the air conditioning at a lower temperature than our body temperature?
Yeah, so when we heat buildings, we're really not trying to apply heat to ourselves and to heat us as we think, sort of as the way we speak. It's more to try and slow down the heat loss from our body. So those are the sort of temperatures that we tend to find that it's nice equilibrium. Thermal comfort really is experiencing a sense of satisfaction with your thermal environment, so you're not feeling too cold or too hot to take adaptations. If you're thermally comfortable, you don't feel anything. If you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't feel warm or cold. You don't notice. You don't notice at all. So that idea that we set the thermostat so that we don't notice we're losing heat from our bodies, that's the key. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if women tend in normal circumstances to lose heat from their bodies more rapidly than men for all the various reasons, then women at the same temperature as men are going to feel a little bit chilly.
Yes. And there's another reason too, in that whenever they came up with the sort of the main equations for setting the building temperature, it was back in the 1960s where offices were more male dominated, and they used a sort of I think it was like a 40-year-old man as the metabolic rate to put into that equation, whereas women would have a lower resting metabolic rate. So it turns out most buildings underperform by about 35% in their modern occupancy with, you know, more women.
Okay, so the calculations were based on the fact that most people in the workplace were men.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
And that is no longer the case. Now, the question of clothing, again, observable, that a lot of men will come into work and they might be wearing a jacket, they might even be wearing a sweater under the jacket, and then under the sweater they're wearing a shirt. So they've got three layers. That may not be the case with many women in the workplace.
No, women's office clothes tend to be blouses and like fewer layers, really. Blouses and dresses and tights, things that don't really insulate you the same way. So the materials and everything.
Okay, so that will be part of the explanation. I mean, you see people going around, even in this cold weather, bare-legged. And I can never understand how people, be they men or women, you know, the lads.
There's a lot of lifestyle factors actually involved in thermal comfort too that I didn't really get into that can be observed in men and women. So, like I said, metabolic rate affects thermal comfort. So if you're a person who exercises a lot, quite a healthy person, you might actually be able to stand the cold better. And also if you don't smoke, because that can cause vasoconstriction that happens in women more, And you can have cold hands and things. And then if you drink alcohol, actually, the opposite happens. It can, like, it puts the beer coat on and you don't feel the cold. So there's a few different, those kind of things, and how much sleep you've had, sort of thyroid stimulating hormone and all that stuff. So
and of course, people who in this cold weather go out and have a skinful, they won't feel the cold.
They won't, but that's dangerous at the same time if they stay in prolonged cold. So even that adaptation that men have where their hands and feet don't feel as cold, that's only temporary, and it's at the expense of your core temperature. So you're actually, if you've got all that blood going to your hands and feet, you're actually losing more from your core overall over time.
So the other, I suppose, enigma, we're always told that women have a thicker layer of fat over the whole body than men do. And you wonder, why is that not insulating in nature?
Well, their core temperatures do tend to actually be, like, men and women do tend to have similar core temperatures, so it is kind of insulating, but their hands and feet are colder. So it's not, it's because thermal comfort is your brain trying to reconcile between the sensors on your hands and feet and skin, and your core temperature, it's a bigger difference and it's less comfortable for women.
And the final question about the science of all of this is, you're often told on a really cold day, if you cover your head, you know, wear some sort of a cap on your head, that you won't feel the cold as much as if your head is exposed. So is there much heat loss through the head?
Yeah, well, it would be the same like in a house where you would insulate the loft. You know, you would have that, it's an insulation factor. Yeah, it does help.
All right. Finally, then, what's your recommendation for setting the office temperature?
So I would say a few degrees higher than what, you know, that you could put it up from 21, go up a few degrees, because they've shown that it doesn't negatively affect men, but it does affect women's performance in the office to be in a colder environment, especially like maths problems and things like that. They struggle more with the colder temperature, whereas men don't report any difference in their performance, or they haven't shown any difference in their performance. So a few degrees wouldn't hurt them, if you know what I mean.
Very good. Leona, thank you very much for joining us. That's Leona Donaghy, who is a postgrad in environmental engineering at Queen's University, Belfast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.